This is the DBCC.com podcast with Mark and Steve Gray. Helping you lose fat and increase your muscle tone.
Good afternoon, this is Matthew from the DBCC and I'm here with Andy Davies. I'm going to ask you a few questions, just hopefully get an insight into how you've got such great results. Okay, so if you could please introduce yourself and tell us how long you've been at the DBCC.
Okay, as you said, Andy Davies, and I've been coming here now for about 3 months.
Perfect, spot on. So, if you could just tell me, what difficulties had you had prior to the DBCC in achieving what you want to achieve? Because I'm sure thousands of people like yourselves also struggle with the same difficulties.
I was somebody who had done a lot of training in the past, but I got out of the habit of training for various reasons. I hadn't trained in any meaningful way for about 2 or 3 years. I had also lost more weight than was advisable. Again, that's a whole different story. So my goals were, to be precise, I wanted to A, get fit again, because I realised that being fit was an important part of my life.
Absolutely.
And very sort of fundamental to how I felt about myself. Secondly, I wanted to get in reasonable condition, but most importantly, I wanted to actually put on some weight, most specifically muscle, and then get that muscle into some sort of toned shape.
Okay, perfect. So when you've tried this before, when you tried training or building muscle, had it been a combination of nutrition and exercise, or was it one or the other?
I had done a lot of standard gym work where it's just repetitive exercise and you're pretty much left to your own devices in a kind of corporate gym environment.
Yeah.
I got bored, it was too repetitive, I didn't change around, I didn't understand the concept of constantly tweaking and changing the exercise to make sure your body doesn't get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
I had latterly become aware of the importance of the diet nutrition side of things, but nowhere near as specific and clear as what you guys do, and linking the two together. So I'd say the nutrition, the kind of very structured exercise that's specific to me, plus altering, and I can't remember what you call it, the law of accommodation or
the law of accommodation.
That I think is very little understood by most people. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really important. Most people know that you put good stuff in and you work hard, you're going to get fitter, but it's a lot easier if you vary the exercise, and I had no idea about that, and I think that's something that you guys should make a lot more of, because most people simply don't understand that.
Okay, so if you could just tell me exactly what results you've achieved that you're so happy with.
Okay, well, the thing I suppose personally that I have worked on hardest or has developed the best has been on my lower body or leg work, and I've gone there from being able to do wall squats of 47 seconds, I've gone up to nearly 2 minutes. As far as the plank is concerned, which I always had a basic strength on the plank, but I've gone from just under a minute to 2 minutes without a break. And as far as upper body, everything, the whole lot, press-ups, squats, bench press and shoulder press have all seen an increase of somewhere between 20 and 30%, all of them, inside 12 weeks. And I can see the difference in myself with the way that I operate at work, and just the fact my clothes fit better and I put on the weight that I want to put on. So the objective now is to build on the weight. I don't want to get an awful lot heavier, but just get more toned.
And awesome. And you were able to do 4 pull-ups as well when you were at the end of our
4 pull-ups
session.
Indeed. Yeah,
which
is a bit of a new one. Yeah.
How many of those?
Proper pull-ups.
Yeah.
No, well, pull-ups in the past are relatively easy if you bend your knees and pull yourself up, but actually being straight out arms to chin above the bar is a very different thing, especially for an old kid like me.
Okay, Andy. So what does your lifestyle look like now compared to before the DBCC?
but it's much more structured in terms of this has become a central part of my week and Saturday. I build my sort of, if I'm not working, then this is the thing I do next.
Awesome.
And it's you know, it's been a very important part of what I do.
Awesome, that's brilliant. Okay, so how has the DVCC specifically helped yourself?
Concentrating a specific exercise programme for me, tailored because my objectives are slightly different to a lot of people who come here. I wasn't looking to lose weight, far from it. So you guys altered that and produced a structured thing which, after we discussed it, exactly what I want to do, and the results are now coming through. Made me think a lot more about diet. I've cut out sugar completely from my diet. I don't have to stick quite as strictly to the dietary thing as other people because I'm not looking to lose weight. But I would say the most important thing, because the other two I was aware of, but I certainly was not aware, and I've already said about this law of accommodation, and I think that is absolutely fundamental. If you're doing serious training, you just waste such a lot of time doing the same stuff over and over again. And I had no idea about that. So there you go.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so do you have any specific tips regarding nutrition or exercise that have worked specifically for yourself or anyone else listening that is looking to gain muscle and stay in shape?
Yeah, apply a certain amount of discipline to what you're eating and drinking. Again, are you asking me specifically about wanting to put on muscle tone?
Yeah, so what you're trying to achieve, what have you found that's worked specifically for you in this environment?
Looking after the diet, cutting out sugar, just work. I won't pretend it hasn't been bloody hard work, but that is what you have to do.
No pain, no gain, isn't it?
Exactly. And if you don't do that, you guys set the programme. I've done the work, I've to a great extent stuck to the diet, and now I'm seeing the results.
Perfect, awesome. So, one last thing, any final words from yourself? Anything you want to say?
Get with the programme, it's good.
Perfect, awesome. Thank you very much, Andy. I hope you find this interview helpful. I want to thank you for your time. Please comment below with any questions, and we will get back to you. This is Matthew from DVCC Northampton. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening. Head over to thedvcc.com to leave a comment or find out how we can help you achieve your transformation.